the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 17, Number 64, 1427, Baruch Hashem, 29th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yitches, Brooklyn. And this is to the leadership of Lubav, of the youth organization, Chabad Youth Organization. And this is to the branch in Melbourne, Australia. Hashem Aleim Yichyu, may Hashem be with you. Shalom Uvracha. Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letters dated the 15th and the 25th of Tammuz, in which you write about the meeting, and you had a discussion in connection to the letter that was received from here. The Rebbe wrote them a letter, and they were trying to figure out exactly what the Rebbe wants and how to implement discussing the Rebbe's letter. So, the Rebbe says, for sure you have seen my general letters which were written to the Chabad Youth Organization that is locally, that's in New York, by the Rebbe. Several years ago, the Rebbe has already outlined several different points, the mission statement and the way the work to be done. And in those letters, the Rebbe says, there are at least the highlights, the headlines from the purpose and the mission of Tzidei Agudas Chabad, wherever you are. This Lubavitch Youth Organization doesn't make a difference. Those public letters for Lubavitch Youth Organization are the mission statement for all Tzidei Agudas Chabad. But the Rebbe is responding, basically, their details. But the details of the details about it, the very specific, that's dependent on the conditions of the people and the condition of the place. You can't give one rule, one size fits all. It depends on the people and the place. And the Rebbe paraphrases a very well-known statement in the Halacha, in the Talmud. Over there it says, "Ein lo l'dayin elo ma she'ein av rois." A judge can only go by what he sees. Like it says, Hashem knows what's in your heart. But when you come to the judge, he can't guess or figure out what things that are happening behind. He can only judge by what he sees. And the Rebbe is paraphrasing this, a shaliach of the Supreme, Odom HaElyon, man of the Supreme. So a shaliach, meaning a yid, who finds himself in a certain place, he can only do what he sees on his mission, what he's supposed to do, which is according to our Holy Torah, a Torah of life, and illuminated by the light of Chassidus, by the luminary, the light of Chassidus. So the Rebbe basically is saying, this cannot be spelled out in a general way. On each place, we have to do according to what we can see, what's the best way of action. You there, based on what you see, because the place and the people, you have to make the decision based on our Holy Torah and as illuminated with the Hasidic light. Now, to answer your question specifically, with regards to a group for daughters of Chabad, their question, the Rebbe says that has been passed along to the center of Neshei Ubnois Chabad for them, and for sure the Rebbe said they will communicate with you the program, the way they work over here, so that the Rebbe is basically connecting them. He gave their letter to the central Neshei Ubnos Chabad, and for them to basically be in touch. In those days, they used to write through writing, but communicate with them how they work over here to give direction to Agudas of Bnei Chabad in, I guess, in Melbourne, Australia. And the Rebbe prays for them, Yerotzen, that all the decision that they accept should actually come to fruition. And as the saying goes, below 10 tvachim, you know, the area in the public domain which is higher than the 10 handbreadth, that's considered to be beyond the actually realm of reality. It's above. But when we say it should come down below 10 tvachim, which means basically practical in actuality, it shouldn't remain in the ear like above 10 tvachim, it should come down all the ways, not just in thought, speech, but it should come down into action, and that's the main thing. So the Rebbe thing, everything is good, nice to talk about it, nice to make decisions, but these things should lead to action, which is the main thing. And that should sort of impact and go and get the message to circles that keep on growing and widening until you reach the outside, like your futsumai nesecha chutzo, this wellspring to the outside, and to turn the outside and make it an inside. So it's no longer an outside, it becomes a panim, because it becomes a dwelling place from Melech Malcham Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King, the King's Kings, the Eberster. The Rebbe blesses them for good news, and this is in the name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe's secretary. So the Rebbe is writing to the people of Melbourne that he has given some general instructions in his letters to Tzidei Agudas Chabad over here, which applies to everyone. As far as the specifics, the Rebbe says every place needs to work it out according to the circumstances, to their situation. And about the women's organization, the Rebbe said that he passed along their letter to the central women's organization to give them a plan of how to conduct the organization over there. And the Rebbe blesses them that they should be able to turn the things around. The Rebbe is referring to his letters that we learned earlier, that we had earlier, letter number 3429, and also 6290. So this is, the Rebbe is helping them to establish. But this was going on all the time, new places, new organization, widening the work of Chabad.